This is Daylight Magazine, coming to you from Adventist World Radio Ghana, the voice of hope.
AWR Ghana, voice of hope.
Today's Daylight Magazine has segments designed with you in mind. Stay tuned and be blessed.
Shining in the midst of the darkness, shining, Jesus, light of the world, shine upon us, set us free with the truth you now bring us, shine on me.
You shall love your neighbor as yourself. Galatians chapter 5 verse 14. It says, the entire law is summed up in a single command. Love your neighbor as yourself. Jesus went to great pains to be as human as a guy down the street. He didn't need to study, but he still went to the synagogue. He had no need for income, but still worked in the workshop, and upon his shoulders rested the challenge of redeeming creation. But he still took time to walk 90 miles from Jericho to Cana to go to a wedding. As a result, people liked him. The Bible says, love your neighbor as yourself. If all the energy we spend disliking and hating each other, if we are to invest just a little bit of that, loving each other, praying for each other, supporting each other in any way we can, this world would be a better place. Don't wait for someone to love you. You love, and you might just receive some love back. This world is created with love. Let us fill the world with love, for that is the reason for which it was created. God bless you.
Thank you. Examine yourself. Examine yourself. Note down this quotation and read afterwards. That is Psalm 139. Read from chapter 1 to the last verse. The verse 1 to 24. Examine yourself. Sometimes our sins can block answers to prayer. Let the prayer of the psalmist be one of yours. Search me, O God, and know my thoughts. See if there be some wicked way in me. Cleanse me from every sin and set me free. Remember, God is all-seeing, all-knowing, all-powerful, and everywhere present. God knows us. God is with us. And His greatest gift is to allow us to know Him. He is ready to search you. Examine yourself. And if you cannot find anything, ask God to search yourself. And then ask Him for forgiveness so that your prayers will be answered. God bless you. I am Belle Dollabill.
Dear listener, you are welcome to the program Healthy You. This is the fourth part of the discussion on the topic cervical cancer.
Today we are glad to come your way once again to come and do discussions on a topic that we know you are very much interested in, that is cervical cancer. I am your host, Belle Dollabill, and I'm going to do this wonderful discussion with Dr. Kojo Frimpong, who is a medical doctor. Doctor, you are welcome.
Thank you very much.
And then, Madam Dorothea Adofukisi, who is also a medical officer. Madam, you are welcome.
Please, thank you.
Cervical cancer.
I think the early stages, you may not have the symptoms.
Okay.
But let's not name it as asymptomatic stage.
Okay.
Because if you say that if somebody has symptoms and she's supposed to report, she might think that it's very early. Yes.
Okay.
So you can call it as the early stage.
Okay.
But the staging has been done in such a way that this obs and gynecologist, the Gynecologist and Obstetricians Association, or the FIGO, International Federation of Gynecologists and Obstetricians, they have a standard staging. And the staging is based on the doctor's physical examination findings and the result of the cytology test, the biopsy. So we have our stage one, we have A and B, stage two, stage three, stage four. Stage four, we also have A and B. Stage one is only microscopy that can detect the cancer of the cervix. And it is only confined to the cervix.
Okay.
That is stage one A. Stage one B, the cancer is visible by the naked eye. So just physical examination alone can detect that you have a cancer. And then stage two, the cervical cancer invades beyond the uterus, but it does not go to the pelvic floor. And then stage three, the cancer invades the pelvic floor. Stage four, the cancer invades it goes beyond the pelvic floor to even invade the organs there, so the bladder and the rectum. And then stage 4A. Stage 4B, there is invasion of all these neighboring organs, even beyond. So all other organs in the body are involved.
Wow. So yes. You are saying
so
that
advanced.
It can start without symptoms and then gradually from the cervix, It can even spread to other organs around that region.
Yes, please.
Wow.
And this is what we don't want patients to engage themselves in, because this, what my sister has already put up, is only done by specialists.
Yes.
As a patient, you won't be able to know.
Yeah.
So far as our advice is, once you are sexually active, mm-hmm. when you contract the virus, you won't see it.
Mm.
So we group them under these three general. But it doesn't mean that is the rare way of doing it. But for public consumption,
mm-hmm.
that once you are sexually active, if the virus is there, you will know. You will only get to know when you see these early symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
And that might be too late for you. So as early as possible, you can go for screening, even though the symptoms have not even been there already.
Yeah. So let's look at the late symptoms again. I'm very particular about this because there are times when people fall sick, and it's always alluded to spiritual attacks, and then instead of going to hospital for proper medical care, of course, we are both physical and spiritual beings. But you look at the spiritual side as well as the physical side, and you find them at prayer camp, staying there for sometimes weeks, months. And what are some of the late symptoms that you may see in a person who probably has this disease and has refused to go to the hospital? That maybe when you come across, you can easily advise that they seek medical care.
The person, as we mentioned earlier,
mm-hmm.
if you are always bleeding with or without coitus, then you are predisposed to anemia.
When you say coitus, what is
sexual intercourse.
Okay.
We are predisposed to anemia.
Mm-hmm.
And a cancer patient, or I must say oncological patient,
okay.
when you have cancer, there are general symptoms that you have. When you have cervical cancer, there are specific symptoms that you have, in addition to the general symptoms that you may have in cancer.
Okay.
So in the late stages, really, we have to say that we don't have to just describe it smoothly. It is an advanced stage.
Mm.
And by that time, all organs might have been affected,
okay.
including the organs that are near to the cervix.
Mm-hmm.
So all organs around the cervix, distant organs are affected. And it's very interesting. It doesn't start and then stop.
Mm-hmm.
It's a progressive process. So your blood, in oncology, we have means of spread. We have hematogenous means and lymphogenous means,
mm-hmm.
through the lymphatics and through the blood. So once this is experienced in the patient, if it has gone to the liver, definitely it's from the blood.
Okay.
It's from the lymphatics. So it means that the blood is also involved. The patient is bleeding,
mm-hmm.
and the blood that he has within her is also carrying this cancerous
cells,
tissues
okay.
round,
okay.
which is very dangerous.
Okay. Wow. It's even getting scary. So, Doc.
It shouldn't be scary because we have solution to this problem. Like early detection,
yeah.
even though when symptoms are not there.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't want to encourage people to wait to see these symptoms.
Yeah.
And that one might be too late. Because early stages is about 70 to 90% curable.
Mm-hmm.
But why will you have to wait till you see feces coming from your vagina, urine coming from your vagina, being having weight loss and anemia, which, of course, I don't think that is very much something that you want to see, because the prognosis is very poor when you get to that stage.
Yeah. So how is it treated? Assuming someone gets the disease, how can the individual be helped clinically, Doc?
Actually, like we've said before, once you get to the latter stages, I don't think there is much that we can do. But what you call, we're going to give you supportive treatment or management. But we wouldn't want people to get to that stage. So initial stages, in Ghana here, thanks to God and WHO, we have different ways of catching them at early stages. For example, the pap smear that we call, even they even do vagina examination. By looking at the areas around the cervix, they can even detect the color and everything. They can even detect that, you are developing it. And now the pap smear, I think, is almost everywhere in every health center. They have it over there. So you can go and you'll be screened and you'll be advised what you are supposed to do.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Doctor, you have...
So in the advanced stage, we only give palliative care.
Okay. When you say palliative care, what do you mean?
Supportive to relieve the symptoms.
Okay.
But for treatment, you only be taking drugs now and then. You get some radiations. So there are protocols for that in the oncology department. So in the early stage, we will come if there is no metastasis, as we have said from the staging.
Mm-hmm.
We will comment that we follow protocol. So a doctor does the physical examination, suspects it. It is confirmed, and then the confirmation is from the biopsy. And then all this will be documented because...
The biopsy is?
Biopsy, we use cytology. We use part of all the whole tissues that have been taken. We take the smear, yes.
Okay.
We send the smear to the lab. So they will do microscopy on it, and then they will write out what they have found.
Okay.
Yes, abnormal cells, which are characteristic of... They have to tell you everything.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Dr. Dorothea and Dr. Kojo Frimpong. Thank you so much for coming.
You have been listening to a discussion on the topic cervical cancer. A continuation will be brought to you later. For any enquiries or contribution, you can contact us on +233 244 673528 or 0244 235017 or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box AF 595, Adenta, Greater Accra Region, Ghana.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope.
Voice of Hope.
I'm Stephen Alfana. Now, this moment, we share a wonderful word of God, a special truth that many have not yet recognized. And this is a very great tool when, as Christians, we identify we are going to enjoy most of the blessings that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ has in store for us. And this topic is thanksgiving. Giving thanks is a life that is growing by the knowledge of God in spiritual wisdom and understanding. Giving thanks to God is a wonderful experience. Giving thanks to God contains blessings that we can imagine. I would like us to read a wonderful passage in the book of Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 14. Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for thou art my praise. This is the verse of Jeremiah. Say, heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for thou art my praise. No matter where we found ourselves, in both joy and in sorrows, we should praise the Lord. Because the Lord is our praise. What he has done for us is beyond what we can imagine. His grace and his protection are so wonderful. A worthy work that pleases God occurs in those who both recognize and stay occupied with God as their Heavenly Father, their very source and benefactor of life. Being thankful also requires a proper comprehension of the reasons why we should be thankful. In Romans chapter 11, verse 36, really shows that we need to thank our Lord. And thanking God is a way of showing that indeed he is our God. Thankfulness cannot occur in a vacuum of ignorance. And God never leaves us in ignorance. He has educated us with the things that he has done. That really shows that he cares for us. Why should we give thanks to God at all? What are the things that we need to give thanks to God? And I have four reasons why we need to give thanks. There are many more that we cannot even finish. But the reason why we need to give thanks to God is that we are qualified. He qualified us to share in the inheritance of the saints in light. God has qualified us to be among the saints in heaven. And also he has delivered us from the domain of darkness. The fact that God has delivered us from the hands of the enemy, from the depth of sin, shows that we need to give thanks. Let our life be a source of praise and adoration unto him. For he is our maker and he is our king. The fact that he has qualified us to be in heaven is an evidence that we need to thank him no matter the situation. And three, he has transformed us into the kingdom of his son. What a wonder, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. By his grace and his love, he has transformed us to be with him, to be in his kingdom. And this is evidence. The Christian life, or a life of thankfulness, is a life to give adoration and to show evidence to God that indeed he has saved us and we are in his kingdom. It's a life, or it's a sign. A thankful heart is a sign of redemption, a redemption that God has given us. And it's a sign of forgiveness of sin. Thankfulness is an important subject to the Apostle Paul in the Word of God as a whole. Paul uses the concept over 40 times in his epistles and 7 times in Colossians. When we read Colossians chapter 1 to 14, the concept of thankfulness in the New Testament comes from the use of 2 Greek words. The first is charizomai, which comes from charis, and the meaning is grace. When we thank God, it shows that we understand the grace that God has given to us. Anybody who thanks God shows that he understands the weight and the depth of God's grace in our life. The second, homologio, the meaning is to confess, acknowledge. That's to confess and acknowledge. Thankfulness is a mental or verbal expression of one's acknowledgement and appreciation of God's person, His grace, blessings, and sovereign work in one's life and the world. Whenever we thank God, it's an indication that He really cares for us. And this is our first series on thankfulness. This lesson is a whole lesson that we need to understand. And when we understand, it's going to enhance our prayer life. It's going to enhance our Christian life. It's going to enhance our living in this world. And it's going to make us true and faithful children of God. I entreat you to be with me to listen to the second series of this wonderful lesson. And at the end of this lesson, you are going to have a wonderful experience. Let's pray. Our Father, we thank you for your love. We thank you for your grace. We thank you, Lord, for your wonderful word. Bless us and give us more insight. For we have prayed in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you very much for staying with us. Once again, you can reach us on +233-244-673528 or 0244-235-017 or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box AF-595. Adenta, Greater Accra Region, Ghana. We will expect your feedback.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope.
I believe today's magazine has been a blessing. May the good Lord's hand be in your life. Amen. Remember to tune in same time tomorrow. Bye for now.